at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Governor Greg Abbott visited the Texas-Mexico border this afternoon and met with Texas National Guard troops. Abbott's committed at least 1,000 troops to the border. That's in response to President Donald Trump's call for an increase in troops to help with immigration enforcement. Manny Fernandez is the Houston bureau chief for the New York Times. He's been shadowing state National Guard troops in South Texas. He talked with Texas Standard.
I saw them standing around and doing a lot of watching. That's essentially the main takeaway that I had from it. They were sort of basically at sentry posts. We went to two what they call OPs, and the OPs are observation posts. And these observation posts were essentially a Humvee that was parked and a bunch of troops standing around that vehicle, looking at the brush and looking at the river. They would look at one point and then they would turn around, take a few steps and look at a different point. And that's really all they were doing.
California Governor Jerry Brown has agreed to contribute 400 troops, though not all will be on the border. His commitment brings the pledges from four states that border Mexico to just shy of the low end of the president's target of 2,000 to 4,000 troops. The 10th annual Dallas Art Fair opens today for collectors and the curious to see a swarm of contemporary artworks from nearly 100 galleries. Art Seeks Drone Weeks toured the opening and reports it's the most diverse fair so far.
The entire fair is crowded into the two floors of the Fashion Institute Gallery. The greatest number of galleries come from New York and London, which still dominate the art market. But there are also galleries from Tokyo, Paris, Dublin, and Dubai. The Dallas Art Fair was founded by John Chagrew and Chris Byrne. One sign of its success? This year it raised and donated $150,000 to the Dallas Museum of Art. The DMA has used the money to buy 7 new works. The fair also saw 30 new galleries join this year. One is the Bivens Gallery in Dallas. Karen and Michael Bivens opened their space just last year.
I give John Chagrew a lot of credit for what he's done with this fair in the last 10 years. It's absolutely amazing. The exercise for us right now, because we're a relatively new gallery, is to get exposure. The exercise is to let people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area know we're here. So that's one. And then, two, we hope to make sales.
The Bivens decided to take an unusual approach. Instead of displaying selections from the 27 artists they represent, they're gambling on a solo show. Their entire booth is an installation by Mary Hull Webster, a California artist who also chose the lighting and music. Her artworks are often steel light boxes with ghostly images on glass, illuminated from behind. They can look like glowing icons or the forensic study of antique maps. The Dallas Art Fair is open to the public and continues through Sunday. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Almost all of us have tried a diet or two. Maybe you went low carb or gave up meat or sugar. Barbara Ehrenreich doesn't believe the hype when it comes to fad diets, and today I think she talked with guest host Courtney Collins about our obsession with so-called healthy eating.
I can't keep up with what's in and what's out. One day it'll be fish oil. I just heard on the radio recently that fish oil has fallen from favor. It all moves so fast. It's very faddish. Very little of it is based on careful statistical studies or any other kind of studies. The truth is we don't know. And it really bothers me right now. And here I'm going to be a cranky old lady. How many millennials are fixated on their diets, like, oh, I'm gluten-free and vegan, and what I like to drink is kombucha, whatever exactly that is. I stay away from any liquid that is green, unless it's green tea, I guess. So this is just a swamp. And I think a lot of people have kind of thrown up their hands and say, I'll eat what tastes good, and I'll eat what makes me feel strong.
Barbara Ehrenreich is the author of Natural Causes, An Epidemic of Wellness, The Certainty of Dying, and Our Illusion of Control. This episode of Think Rare is tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast, think.kera.org. Dallas's Office of Cultural Affairs has been working on a new cultural plan. It'll shape how the city makes decisions about arts projects over the next decade. And on Monday, Mayor Mike Rawlings held a public panel about it. In this week's Artist Spotlight, Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi fills us in on the plan's progress and highlights some community concerns.
Every year, during Arts Month, Mayor Rawlings hosts a discussion about important art issues. This year, he chose to give a progress report on the new cultural plan. And he says he's pleased with the community's involvement in the process.
I think what has been most exciting is we've gotten thousands and thousands of people to input into this plan.
Dallas began developing its cultural plan last July, when the Office of Cultural Affairs gathered some of the city's artists, arts advocates, and organization leaders to discuss the city's creative future.
We felt it was important to make sure it was very inclusive, that we went to the small arts organizations, as well as the large ones, and really go to the neighborhoods where people feel that art is important to them.
Nearly 9 months later, and what are the results? Well, the city has narrowed its focus to six different areas that they plan to address in the upcoming plan. Things like attracting cultural tourism, supporting equitable access to the arts, and helping arts organizations sustain themselves.
One big aha coming out of this plan is that Dallas needs to not focus on building buildings, but building an arts community.
That's the OCA's director, Jennifer Scripps. She, along with several consultants, have been spearheading the project. Joy Bailey Bryant from Lord Cultural Resources is one of those consultants.
We've spoken with over 5,000 Dallas residents, found out about almost 600 unique locations where people are experiencing culture across the city. And we've really been able to really wrap our arms around some parts of what's going on.
The OCA has organized 33 community conversations to survey Dallasites about cultural offerings in their neighborhoods. But that's not the only way that they've connected with residents. Again, Jennifer Scripps.
We actually partnered with the Parks Department and started showing up at regularly ongoing park programming, especially with senior citizens and especially with programming that was in Spanish.
That approach helped the OCA interact with people who didn't know the cultural plan existed. She said it provided a really rich citizen dialogue.
And in some ways, it was more candid and natural than the people who clearly came to meetings to advocate on behalf of, you know, issue X.
Speaking with thousands of people means thousands of opinions, though. Here are just a few that came up on Monday night.
I'm really hopeful and praying that if we can't bring education back into the schools, because our schools in the southern sectors of Dallas are lacking in art education, that at least we can have programs outside the school that the children can go to and learn about art if it can't come back into the schools.
More funding, more locations to provide the arts. Another thing that I think is kind of important is transportation.
Yeah, I can't find spaces that don't want to charge me a ton of money.
I think the biggest thing for me and a lot of people that are starting newer organizations is just being able to have a person that can say, oh, you need to talk about this. Oh, you need to check this out. Oh, you should really probably meet this coordinator and ask them specific questions about this.
You just heard from Audrey Mills from No Limits Arts Theater, Philip Slay from the Junior Players, Agustina Migioni of Das Blumelin Project, and Sam Brookman of Verdigris Ensemble. Joy Bailey Bryant and fellow consultant Lizzie McWheely from BC Workshop say they've heard a variety of voices and many, many different concerns. But the most vital issues have a way of coming up over and over again.
A good thing about a lot of the data points is there are so many that are the same,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That's how things are starting to rise to the top as priorities.
The new plan should be complete in 6 months. The next steps? Evaluating a pilot program that placed artists inside of city departments. And of course, lots and lots and lots more research. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Did you miss Monday's progress report? Well, Art and Seek was there and they live streamed it. Check out their Facebook page to watch the video. Cloudy skies in store for us tonight. There's a chance for showers later on with a low around 68. Tomorrow should be mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for storms. Some could be severe with a high around 83. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.